800-585-5305 or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Joel Skousen, and we're going to be talking about current affairs and what the really important issues are that have come up this week. Good morning, Joel. How are you?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. It's good to be with you.
So what are we going to cover?
Well, we got a different look at Barack Obama in Berlin. Playing the globalist role there. This is a massive attempt to, or at least a showing, in my opinion, of his CFR advisors finally getting him to take the globalist tact. You know, it was a pandering speech that he gave to a crowd of about 100,000 in Berlin, trying to replicate Reagan's grand speech to Gorbachev, tear down this wall. He made historical references to the Great Berlin Airlift, and it's somewhat interesting. He tried to be grandiloquent in his speech, but it just didn't work. It showed the juvenile nature of this person. Of course, it's hypocrisy. His background with fellow travelers and communists all during his youth, and his formative college years indicate that this is a man who was anything but hostile to the old Soviet model. But he made all kinds of references to, I am a citizen of the world, I am a global citizen as well as proud to be an American. And
how can you be proud to be an American if you're a global citizen? You can't have dual citizenship.
Well, you know, they can claim that I'm also a citizen of the world. They're playing to this global unity thing. And he talks about America making mistakes and Europe making mistakes, that we need to work together to solve all the global problems. He goes through the same litany of phony anti-terrorism, talking about, his Gorbachev tear down this wall was Iran must not be allowed to have nuclear weapons. And, you know, he's just following the standard line. It could have been a speech given by McCain or anyone else. This is the standard globalist line, and that's what we're looking at with Barack Obama. It just shows that no matter what their background, they conform to the standard establishment politics when they get this close to being a president of the United States. They're all controlled, and we're seeing this with Barack Obama. It was, troubling to see them all pandering to the Hispanic vote, especially going to La Raza conventions and making a big deal out of pandering to this is the most radical, one of the most radical groups of Hispanics, but certainly don't represent moderate Hispanics around the United States. They're the ones who want to take back the United States southern portions from Mexico. And La Raza, of course, means the race. It's a very racist terminology. And but these people are also, Barack Obama and McCain are pandering to the multicultural agenda that the Bush administration has been pushing. This is apparently part of the globalist agenda as well, to create conflict within the United States, a conflict that will eventually only be resolved by a North American Union, which they're planning. And, of course, the slow destruction of the dollar, it will give them an excuse at some point to switch to a new currency, the Amero. And I think that's scheduled to come online at the bottom of the dollar's fall, when our dollar is isn't worth anything anymore. I think it was noteworthy that Ron Paul, on a recent interview with Mr. Carver talked about his opposition to the bailout, and specifically because this was a problem created by fiat money, and it'll take more fiat money to do this bailout, and he's against it. And the interviewer said, well, are you willing to take responsibility for the collapse of the housing market and the economy if you vote against this? He says, no, I'm not going to take responsibility for what other people did. Just because I'm not willing to go along with more of the same bad medicine doesn't mean that I'm responsible for the failure for the economy to recover. I said, the economy recovery will be painful, and there's no way of getting around that. And he's absolutely right on this issue.
Well, you know, the congressmen are going to vote for this legislation, and they're going to vote for it because they have to do something. But what they're doing is what's wrong, and sometimes it's better not to do anything rather than to simply do more of the same that got us into the mess we are today. And of course, what people do not understand is I believe the real purpose is to destroy the value of our currency and impoverish our people. And certainly you don't fight a fire with gasoline, and you don't correct the problem that we have as far as the housing industry by giving more power and funding to the very people who created the problem in the first place. So, I mean, the only outcome of this thing is going to be either bad or worse with the destruction of the savings of the vast majority of the American people, but we've got a wonderful opportunity to reach people if our listeners will just get out and explain how this is happening, what fiat money is, and the fact there's no better way to destroy a nation rather than to debauch its currency. And boy, they're sure debauching our currency. And I championed Ron Paul for having the courage to speak out against what's going on. He's the only person that I see that's publicly trying to tell the American people that they're being robbed, their future is being taken from them. And, of course, the ultimate end result of this is the destruction of everything they've spent their entire life working for. If our listeners will get that story out in Colorado, we can get it out over across the rest of this country.
Well, it's true that there is a... I'm not so sure that the entire purpose is to destroy the currency. I think they may take advantage of that to champion many other socialist bailouts and emergency measures later on. But it is clearly their only choice left. I mean, they don't have any other economic tools to apply to this situation other than continued credit and monetary creation to flood the world with more dollars. And the problem with it now is that the world has already absorbed all the dollars that it wants. And so that's why these additional trillions of dollars that are being created in these bailouts are going to end up as inflation at home. In previous decades, of course, the world's absorption of excess dollar creation has kept inflation relatively moderate.
But now, of course, the rest of the world is plagued with inflation as well, and their economies are beginning to collapse. We'll be back here in just a moment with Joel Skousen here at the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net. How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Andrea here again with Radiant Clinic. Tell me, how are you coming along with that New Year's resolution of losing those extra pounds? Don't worry. There's still time to look fabulous in that bathing suit. Give us 20 days and you can lose up to 20 pounds. All without special meals, pills, or strenuous workouts. I did. Radiant Clinic's weight loss program is different from anything else you've tried before. It has been used in Europe and around the world for over 30 years, safely and effectively. Now you too can look better, feel younger, and live healthier. Visit us at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Joel Skousen, and we're talking about the current financial crisis and the recent legislation to bail out Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and by so doing, for the federal government essentially to take on the responsibility for their massive bad investments. And that certainly could be just one more nail in the coffin of our economic system. So go right ahead.
Well, there's a lot of fine print in this foreclosure bill. Dr. Stan, $2.5 billion line of credit to the Treasury for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. But this is actually an open-ended, says Ron Paul in the bill. It isn't. It says basically that there's $2.5 billion bill right now and whatever it takes later. The U.S. Treasury is now allowed to buy all Fannie and Freddie housing securities, trading bonds for that. That's a direct bailout, and all that has to be created by monetary creation. The Congress no longer is involved in appropriating funds for this continuing bailout. It gives total authority to the Treasury to do this. The national debt ceiling is being moved up to $800 billion. That's buried in the bill. Treasury bills are being exchanged, as I said, for unwanted Fannie and Freddie securities, whose values are depreciating, and mortgage industry workers will now have to be fingerprinted. I mean, and there's also a little issue that all credit card transactions will now be reported to the IRS. All that stuck in the foreclosure bill.
All credit card transactions? What does that have to do with housing?
Yeah. Or raising the national debt ceiling. Obviously, they have to do that for this bailout. But you see, the national debt ceiling only has to do with on-the-books deficit spending, and all of this other credit creation is off the books. It's not part of the budget. It's not coming out of direct taxpayer money. This is just pure inflation. Now, you know, we are in an inflationary spiral upward as well as a strong recession going downward. And the recession is actually being driven by higher prices, especially the fuel and food component, because it's giving people a lot less disposable income. So it's no wonder the business bankruptcies are up 17% in the second quarter of this year. Commercial filings for bankruptcy for the first half of 2008 are up a whopping 45% over last year, Dr. Stan. I mean, what this means is that business is on the margin. Margins of profitability are low, and the business is on the margin, cannot tolerate, even by cutting costs, the lack of buying that's occurring by the consumers, because they simply, their money is being taken through purchases of fuel and other things that are rising in pricing. And very few people are in a position to raise their salaries and income proportionally. Now, since last April, over 16,000 businesses have called it quits, according to McClatchy News. Ford posted a quarterly loss of $8.7 billion. General Motors sales dropped 21% in April, and these companies have not made a profit, I think, for 3 years. So you can't keep burning your accumulated savings and credit lines like this without coming into bankruptcy. Sales of existing homes and new homes continues to diminish to a 10-year low. And all the while, the dollar, of course, is is slowly declining. You know, it's having a certain rally, and the rally came through manipulation as well as gold sales being depressed downward. Those are almost always engineered by gold sales by central banks. They have a line in which they buy back gold through the back door that isn't public so they can keep this gold suppression appearance of sales going on almost indefinitely. A lot of people don't realize that a lot of gold transactions are off the books. So what we have is that an economy more and more built around speculation, that is the private domain of major financial houses like Salomon Brothers, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase. But even some of these boys like Countrywide and Bear Stearns have gone down the tubes because they were at the forefront of marketing these and holding these packages of subprime mortgages, which went bad. But it's interesting that Goldman Sachs that has profited of this, even though it wasn't holding very much in the subprime mortgages, they were the ones that were selling these things overseas. So they were reaping the profits from the sales of these and don't have any downside risk on it. And so they are profiting. This week in the World Affairs Brief, I am showcasing through Stephen Fuller's article at UK Independent about the insider control by top leaders of Goldman Sachs and how they continue to play a major role in the economy. The actual links or direct collusion between government and Goldman Sachs, what they actually meet about and tell and say as part of the plunge protection scheme, will always be a secret. But we can tell much by the incestuous relationship indicated by the continuing revolving door between government and Goldman Sachs. As Foley said, he said, if you something's weird going on in the financial world, look to Goldman Sachs to see both the perpetrators of what's going on and the, quote, phony solution. The U.S. government, of course, called on another Goldman Sachs senior banker, Ken Wilson, to join this team in the bailout network. This is an old boy network that continues to supply people for high government position. Not only Mr. Wilson, but of course Hank Paulson himself, current Secretary of the Treasury, Robert Rubin, U.S. Treasury Secretary on Bill Clinton, was Goldman Sachs person, Duncan Niederauer, a Chief Executive Officer of the New York Stock Exchange. He and his boss over the entire New York Exchange is John Thain, both of these from Goldman Sachs. It was Thain who helped engineer with Hank Paulson the ouster of Richard Grasso. And I find it very interesting that Elliot Spitzer is going after the $167 million compensation package for Richard Grasso that he gave himself as he left the New York Stock Exchange. Can you imagine that as a severance bonus for the problems of the New York Stock Exchange? You give Grasso, gives himself a $167 million bonus. This is just outrageous. The kinds of compensation that people give to themselves as their companies are going down. Of course, the exchange isn't going down, but he was responsible for some from real cover-up of everything from the 9/11 speculation that went on, which he claimed, could not be traced through stock exchange computers, to other irregularities. But one thing is very, very sure, just like insider naked shorting of stocks that is something that only the big boys are allowed to do, to off-hour trading. And it's very interesting that you wonder who gets permission to do after-hour trading. Well, it's the big boys. They continue to trade stocks after the markets are closed, and that's why the markets close or open up at a different price every day than when they closed at. There's also John Corzine, the former chief executive of Goldman, who's now a U.S. senator after one term as a New Jersey governor. Joshua Bolton, former director of legal affairs for Goldman in London, is now President Bush's chief of staff. Jim Cramer, influential stock pundit on CNBC, Bad Money, et cetera, is a Goldman man. Robert Zoellick, he was not an investment banker, but he was given a job to Goldman at six figures of actually almost $1 million plus dollars after he left the State Department in 2006. before he got his job at the World Bank. This is a crucial example of how insiders with no investment bank experience are hired to keep them in status and money until the powers that be can find another slot for them. Insider companies who do this kind of revolving door hiring, especially hiring people who have no business being in their company, this is proof that they're involved in collusion with government. I know that certain FBI agents that got in trouble went to work for a major insurance company in Seattle. I mean, what's an FBI agent got to do with insurance? These are insider companies, obviously, that get a phone call from someone and says, we need you to hire this guy and this. Sometimes these insurance companies are even fronts for the CIA and the FBI to launder their dark side agents. That's what Robert Bennett, Senator Bennett of Utah, ran to J.R. Mullins, an associate for many years at Washington, D.C. It was a front for the CIA, and he actually, all of the Watergate burglars were on his payroll, still working for the CIA, but pretending to be part of a PR company. Now, I'm sure Senator Bennett, who's a fine person, thought that he was doing his patriotic duty by acceding to this request by the CIA to start this company. His first client was Howard Hughes, I think, handing over about starting them out with $300,000 a year for doing nothing at all. But that's how these things start. You know, other influential Goldman people, Mario Draghi, the head of the Italian Central Bank, was an executive with Goldman in 2002. Malcolm Turnbull, who's ran Goldman Australia from 1997 to 2001, then went into politics, became the environmental minister to John Howard, who was a globalist. He's now the treasurer of the opposition Liberal Party and considered one of the fastest rising politicians in Australia. So this is but an example of powerful influences that one investment bank in the United States has over U.S. policy, and it's because those who govern United States policy are globalist. They have this network that they draw upon. You know, it's a network much bigger than Skull and Bones, which, and I think there's many different networks run by powerful people that funnel people into government and negotiate. I think there's infighting among the people that control governments. It isn't always a slick process. Sometimes they have to scramble when one person gets exposed and has to be thrown out, like the former president of the World Bank. These people have a lot of corruption to cover for and hide from, and certainly we see this occasionally happen where they have to change horses in midstream.
Well, of course, you know, Mr. Paulson gave up a salary of some $40 million a year working for Goldman to take a government job that paid him, as Secretary of the Treasury, $180,000 a year. Now, there's a real patriot.
Well, you know, when you got $40 million a year in the bank, and no telling, you know, I'm sure he has, that income has been continued to go into his pockets through other investments. You know, they take care of their own.
I'm sure they do. And I say this as being a patriot with tongue-in-cheek. I mean, he is certainly presiding over the demise of the American economic system.
Well, you know, major corporations are part of this insider group, too. Chevron has a habit of propping up communist regimes with royalties from their oil wells that Chevron develops and operates on their behalf. The prime case in the 1980s was Chevron's refusal to shut down production in communist Angola, and that was the main source of hard currency for Angola. Chevron is also adept at warding off any efforts by anti-communists in Congress to sanction Chevron for its support of corrupt regimes. The Washington Independent reports this week that the Senate on Tuesday approved a plan that intensifies trade sanctions against Burma's military regime, but finally abandoned an earlier push by certain senators to penalize Chevron, which is the last U.S. major company propping up the repressive regime.
And that is one of the most brutal regimes in the world. If any of our listeners have not seen the latest Rambo film, read it and watch it and see what's going on in Burma today. And remember, that is, of course, being being financed in part by Chevron Oil Company. And why is there so much objection to getting after Chevron? Why, of course, Condoleezza Rice, the Secretary of State, was on the board of Chevron before she just happened accidentally to become the National Security Advisor and now Secretary of State. So the close ties between Condoleezza Rice and so many people in government to Chevron, and Chevron, of course, as Joel says, is propping up this most brutal regime, probably one of the most brutal regimes in the world, right there in Burma.
Well, these companies simply have no morals, but even more concerned, they are involved in collusion with government.
We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skelton here at the American Freedom Hour.
Discover MagnetiCare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Are you treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with BioSuperfood and win the war. 30 years of research, BioSuperfood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With BioSuperfood, the war is won at the cellular level. Call today toll-free 877-288-9116.
If you're a woman over 35 and suffering from hot flashes, mood swings, low sex drive, it could be your hormones. Listen to what Suzanne Summers has to say.
All I could think was, who turned up the heat in here? I found out that it's all about balancing bioidentical hormones. My brain is sharp, my moods are even, I'm sleeping great, and I even lost the extra weight in my midsection.
Radiant Clinic is Suzanne Summers' only recommended clinic in Colorado for bioidentical hormones. Look for a location near you at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief. Joel, before we go on, why don't you go ahead and tell our listeners how they may be able to get a copy of the World Affairs Brief and hopefully want to go ahead and subscribe to it.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. You and I share the same opinion about conventional news. It's not so much what they say that is outright lies, but the distortions occur by specific omissions of things that would change people's opinion about what's being said in the news. And my purpose in the World Affairs Brief is to supply readers with that material that is being left out and purposely avoided. I also try to give them a perspective of what the hidden agendas are in the long-term strategic sense that these globalist controllers are attempting to put upon the American people. The World Affairs Brief comes out every week on Friday, today, and it is showcased on my website, worldaffairsbrief.com. People can get a sample copy by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com, and I'll be happy to send out the latest edition to them. And hopefully they'll decide to subscribe. It's a very economical newsletter, but it does support my work, and so I encourage people to get the newsletter. Lots of free stuff on the website, from a rundown of all the top news stories that have been filtered by my staff so that you get the ones with the least propaganda or the least problems in them, as well as material on the right-hand side of the website, which talks about many of my analysis from the archives about former cover-ups that the United States has been involved in, everything from JFK to the Oklahoma City bombing to 9/11 and ongoing scandals. One of the most important things that people can read is my major general theory piece, which is called Strategic Threats of the Coming Decade, where I describe how I think the globalists are taking us through international intervention to a war scenario. It's World War III, where Russia and China are preparing to launch a preemptive nuclear strike against America, and that those preparations are being covered for by the establishment because they intend to use this coming war to drive Americans into the New World Order, which both candidates and all of our government always promotes. And we're going to see this continue. And I think we're going to get a European Union or a North American Union in the process of the destruction of the dollar and some of the things that may come before the war, and it may come as a result of the war. But it surely will come. These people don't take no for an answer, just like in the European Union, where they had the rejection of the Constitution and the treaty, and they continue to push forward as if the will of the voters didn't make any difference at all.
Well, that's what democracy is all about. A ruling elite, of course, that give the people the idea that they have some say in their destiny. So why don't you pick up the story from there?
But, you know, nothing is more symptomatic of their selective use of democracy. That is, they accept the results of democracy when they can correctly manipulate it to their advantage, and then they reject it, of course, when it doesn't go their way. Right. When Nevada, the Republican Party in Nevada, continues to evade the majority of delegates that were elected at the convention, which were Ron Paul delegates. The Carson Times reports that a group of disaffected Republicans are trying to get the national convention or get to the national convention. They're asking a Reno judge to halt the party's efforts to appoint a national delegation in a private conference call today. And that's what the GOP is planning. As to refresh the memory of your listeners, they were having the convention to elect delegates to the national convention. I think it was in late May or early June. And when it became apparent that the majority of people in the hall, or not quite the majority, but you know, pretty close to a majority, were Ron Paul supporters, they wanted a rule change which disallowed the Central Committee in Nevada from putting down a slate. They were going to nominate a slate that were all McCain supporters that people could vote on. And the Ron Paul said, no, we want you know, the rules to reflect that we nominate from the floor and we'll vote from the floor and according to congressional districts, and that's what passed. They went into these three caucuses of the congressional districts. Every potential delegate or convention goer who pertained to those districts went to their meetings, and they elected one of the meetings was three out of the five were Ron Paul supporters. The other one was four out of five, and when the third one was looked like it was going to go to Ron Paul, at least a majority, the Republican leadership essentially turned out the lights and canceled the convention.
This is the way things really work. I mean, they don't care what the people want. They have their agenda, and that's democracy.
Well, what's interesting is they said we're going to postpone this convention till another time. Well, the the Nevada Republican Party could never get together enough dedicated McCain supporters to show up at any new convention that could outvote the Ron Paul people who are waiting with even greater numbers to go to this next convention. So they simply said, well, we're not going to hold a convention. We're going to appoint these delegates today by telephone in a conference call that will be private. And they're going to court to stop that, in essence, to say they have to follow the rules. Now, the courts, if they're controlled, may well say, well, this is a private political party. They can do whatever they want. And there are rules, though, of any organization, and just as there are corporate rules, and stockholders can go and force a corporation to follow the rules, these Republicans are going to court to force the Nevada Republican Party to hold their convention, because the Republican rules basically say this is how it has to be done. So we'll see if the judges support him or not. This will be an interesting thing to watch, but you're right. The powers that be will do what they want to do, and they have almost an infinite number of ways in which they can subvert the public's will if they want to.
And they call it democracy. They did something very, very similar up in the state of Washington, where we have a lot of people up there supporting Ron Paul. We, as you know, that Ron Paul got almost 25% of the votes in Idaho, you know, but of course never mentioned by the media. I mean, there's a tremendous groundswell of support for personal freedom and getting back to our Constitution across America, and of course nobody's hearing about it because of the media will not mention what's really going on.
Well, you know, speaking of the Ron Paul movement, I was I support Ron Paul's campaign for liberty. It's got the potential of keeping a movement together. I'm a little concerned about the counter convention that's being billed as a major movement event. You know, they're bringing in rock stars and other things. I don't think that's the kind of I'm just wondering who's advising Ron on these types of things, and I've noticed nowhere in the literature so far that their intention to invite the two main candidates who support the Ron Paul position, Bob Barr and Chuck Baldwin.
Right. Well, we'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skelton.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
And back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest is Joel Skousen. Joel, go right ahead.
So we're talking about the big convention for the Ron Paul's campaign for liberty. I called the campaign the other day, and, you know, it's amazing to me. They hire all of these young people who, are, of course, are very enthused about Ron Paul, but they don't know anything about the movement. They didn't recognize who I was. They didn't recognize who Chuck Baldwin was. They barely had heard of Bob Barr. You know, I just find this appalling.
Well, I have always felt that the candidates of any of our good good candidates have been infiltrated. I saw this with Pat Buchanan when he ran for the presidency. You just couldn't get him onto talk radio programs, couldn't get calls back. And the same thing is true with the Ron Paul candidacy. And repeatedly, you know, we've tried to get him onto our programs, and always they come up with a reason why they cancel out at the last minute, and no apologies. And I really think that they've done everything they could. I don't know who it is, but somebody's working in his campaign to undermine it. But that's standard operating procedure. The other side always infiltrates our movement.
Well, I think it's the problem: bad hiring decisions. They hire the cheapest young people that they can. These people just don't have any background in the movement. They don't understand who the major players are. They don't understand when somebody telephones who's important to put through and who isn't. Just because I was the editor of World Affairs Brief, they would not let me talk to the director or the, they simply wanted to shunt me to the media person. And I said, well, the media person isn't going to be able to answer my questions, and I wanted to basically know why and what the wherefore was of why they weren't taking advantage of the fact that they had two candidates. I mean, Ron Paul doesn't have to come out and endorse either one, but still he ought to give them a platform, a major platform, because, you know, the Ron Paul movement was based upon the fact that there was a chance to take back the conservative wing of the Republican Party and champion that portion. It was sabotage, but that's what gave people the impetus. I mean, I don't have much enthusiasm, frankly, for another education organization. We need action items that people can get enthused about to keep people in the movement, and they're simply not going to stay, except, you know, the good, faithful, hardcore people will stay for some education, but you can't do that long term. You've got to have something for people to apply themselves to, and the campaigns of Chuck Baldwin of the Constitution Party or Bob Barr of the Libertarian Party are worth working for. Now, I'm much more enthused about Chuck Baldwin. I have much more confidence at his ability to be true to the principles. Bob Barr is a relatively newcomer to the appropriate vote for the Patriot Act, which is a big black mark against him. He has been in the CIA before. He's had moral problems with his wives. And so, you know, this is something that doesn't speak well for long-term ability to resist compromise. Chuck Baldwin has a sterling record. He's a charismatic person, but not in a negative sense, in a very positive sense. Just a very, very impressive person who, although he's a deeply religious man, doesn't wear it on his sleeve. He's got much the same, aura that Ron Paul gives. And so I think that they need this forum to, be able to present their positions and let the delegates decide who they'd like to support.
I agree with you totally.
I mean, certainly the Republican Party isn't going to give any of these people the time of day. And nor Ron Paul. And I think the reason he went for this alternative convention is that they weren't going to give him a major speaking slot at the Republican convention. which is going to be an Ascaris affair. I just can't stand to watch McCain. He's just not someone who gives me any concept of moral integrity. Of course, it's even his own son, the airline pilot, said he's one of the most dishonest and corrupt men he knows.
That's not exactly the endorsement you'd like to have from your son, I'll tell you.
And the media hasn't given that any press at all. I mean, it's obvious the media are pushing Obama. You're giving wall-to-wall coverage of his Afghanistan and Middle Eastern affairs. He's doing the same thing that all globalists do, a pander to all the proper things. I mean, he goes from one country to another and gets the reception as if he is the anointed one, and it looks like that's who they intend to elect here. We're going to get 4 years of a Democrat, but I'm convinced they'll have another Republican ready for the big war, which will come after this four-year period.
I hope you're right that we've got 4 years, so we'll wait and see what happens.
Well, you know, certainly people ought to be prepared for the immediacy of the fact that war could come upon us at any time in major crises. I mean, with the inflation that's running rampant and the lack of food supplies and things, it's going to be very difficult to prepare. So people ought to be taking the maximum amount of disposable income right now and applying it to preparation. I know that there's a lot of good things on the web here for people to do. I also have a couple of books on preparation. One is The Secure Home. It's 700 pages of everything from A to Z on how to prepare a high security and self-sufficient resident. And my other book is Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places, which I've written many years ago with my experience in helping people relocate for security. And it's certainly different than looking for your golf resorts for retirement. It's based upon a lot of information that I've gained as a high security consultant and designer for many years. But in any case, people ought to do the best they can to prepare for some very hard times, because it looks like this economy is not going to bottom out at least for 2 or 3 years.
Amen to that. And of course, a lot of people are figuring, well, you know, things are going to come back next year, but I don't think it's going to come back next year. And even when it bottoms out, I don't know when it's going to bounce back again to anything like what we've known in the past. Well, our guest this morning has been Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief, and always a pleasure to have you with us, Joel. Thank you so very much, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
The goal of Worldwide Biblical Zionists is to unite Bible believers all over the world who love Israel and want to build up Zion. Joel Bell and Sagiv Aslev will be sharing the vision of Worldwide Biblical Zionists and how you can become a member of this movement July the 29th from 7 until 10 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza Hotel at I-25 and 120th Avenue. They'll be in the Gray Peaks Ballroom. For more information, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
the Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and I hope you enjoy our Friday morning programs with Joel Skousen. I know I always do. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in real trouble financially. If you haven't, of course, seen my talk on the financial tsunami and of course, got the syllabus that goes with that and understand where we're headed, you need to get the information. Certainly, we have two little pamphlets. One is called The Financial Meltdown. The other is called The History of Money. Then, of course, we offer Ed Griffin's wonderful book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, Professor Sutton's book, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy, and a book written 100 years ago by the dean of Cornell University, Andrew Dickinson White, about what happened at the time of the French Revolution when they tried the same scam that they're using today of creating a fiat money system. The book, Fiat Money, Inflation in France. And if you get those items, my talk on Financial Tsunami, which is available on DVD or video, the material going into the background of the History of Money, The Financial Meltdown, and then, of course, The Creature from Jekyll Island, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy, and the book, Fiat Money, Inflation in France, will give you the background and understanding so that you can begin making your preparations, because believe me, most people are going to be impoverished before the current economic collapse has gone through its cycle, and I suspect when we come out the other side, America will be entirely different than it was. Either going into a free society with getting back to a solid currency, or we're going to live in a socialist dictatorship. And I really believe that's why the powers that be have precipitated this. This did not happen by accident. It happened by intent. And when you saw Alan Greenspan encouraging people to take out these adjustable rate mortgages and encouraging this whole concept of lending money to people who never should have bought a home, this whole thing was planned. And understand the suffering that's coming along for you and your family is planned as well by the people within the Brotherhood of Darkness who have a different agenda because they worship a different God. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com, and let me suggest you go to the segment on other videos. That's other videos, and you can link to all the best YouTubes that are out there that we think are really important that will help you understand what's really going on behind the scenes, the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Got a lot of great things from there on Ron Paul, and we're posting new ones all the time. Very, very simply, just go there and link directly to the information that you need to have. And then your job is to tell other people about what's going on. Explain to them how they've created this problem. Explain to them that there really are other forces out there that are never mentioned by the media because the media is controlled. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and or watch the DVD, and it's free up there on the Internet if you want to see it under sections under videos. Then, of course, you want to get my talk on the forbidden secret, because there is a secret out there, and we have a new talk called The Secret Knowledge. There is a secret that's been concealed for thousands of years, and there is a force that you can tap into, but, ladies and gentlemen, you do not want to tap into it. You must understand that there is a supernatural dimension to everything going on today. And we are seeing today a resurgence of the Gnostic belief in the other God. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so, until Monday, may the Lord be with you.
talk to the American Freedom Network, contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare cell activating liquid complex.